1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Ms. Dooley, so Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from Western Estates Homeowners Association. It's nice of you to join us this evening, Bobby.
Well, Phil, we're always grateful that you have us on, and we're very, very grateful to be with you this evening as you start on your radio station.
We're talking to our friends in Phoenix. I want to know about the situation at Western Estates, where you are the Homeowners Association president, correct?
That is correct, Phil, and I have been since 2001. And my husband, Steve, also serves as our vice president and as our recording secretary.
Tell me about the situation with this family that had moved into a new phase of this development. And just so people know, this is a gated community with how many homes?
Phil, we have some 75 homes. They're beautiful homes, all different floor plans. We did open up a new phase. It is our daffodil phase. And there was a young couple that moved in, and we've had them to some of our homeowners association meetings and some of the other functions. And her name is Cindy, and she's really something. She's very stylish. She's about 32. Apparently, she owns her own clothing store. Her husband is Mark. He flies for American Airlines.
So he's a pilot.
That's correct. And they're quite energetic, and everyone seems to like them, and I like them. And you always want to make sure that people know where they live, and you want to make sure they know who I am, and that much of the business of the place is run through me. I want them to be comfortable in their home. But I also want them to know that I am the Homeowners Association president, and that there are some things that I am interested in, and there's some things that I want to, that I want to be sure about.
All right, so this is Cindy and Mark Llewellyn, I think is their name, because, they misspelled it in the press.
That's correct, Cindy and Mark.
All right, and I understand their home was taken care of by you. And Mr. Dooley, while they were on vacation, is that right? Were you homesitting?
Well, they went off for a couple of weeks, Phil, to Hawaii. So I told her to let me have the key, and I'll take care of the house plants. She needed to have some plants watered, and they have a beautiful golden retriever that they wanted us to make sure he had water and food. And I went in, I guess it was the Monday or Tuesday after they had left, and I got a look at her home. And I realized for all of her style, it's funny when you enter someone's home and they're not there. You get a better sense of them, and, I know she's known for her clothing, but she was a little bit confused about how to decorate a home. And I told Steve, I felt there were some areas in her living room and in the family room that could use some color, and I had Pete Grantham over, Phil, who was redoing some work on our house. So I had him come in and do the dining room in a sort of saffron, and we picked out a kind of a cranberry color for her hallway. Okay.
Now, these people don't know that you're repainting parts of the home, or...
Well, it's something that I do when people move in. That's really not the major part of this, but to...
No, but just so I know, you were there to water plants and to take care of a dog.
But I am the Homeowners Association president. And,
all right.
And so, as such, I do have say in how homes are presented... And whether or not someone's sense of interior design as well as exterior design is going to be something that I can live with, as well as my husband.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's nothing. It's very, very done.
Okay. That's your husband, Steve. How you doing, sir?
I'm very fine.
And so, Phil, anyway, as I said, I had Pete Grantham come in, and he repainted some of the rooms, and that's not my point.
Yeah, but you sort of are changing the way her home looks for her.
Well,
Mr. Ann, that's nothing compared to what happened eventually.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was helping Pete move a dresser, and this was the point that I wanted to make to you. And I noticed that one of the drawers had come open. And
now, you were moving a dresser. Why? Because you were painting?
Well, Pete was painting. He needed help moving a dresser away from a wall.
In this home that the people are in Hawaii?
That is correct, yes. It's not that unusual, Phil. I can sort of hear the incredulity in your voice.
Well, I just wanted to understand what was going on. So you're moving a dresser.
Yes, I'm helping Pete. And I notice one of the drawers of the dresser had come open, and I went around to shut it. And it was at that time that I saw very clearly a prescription bottle.
For medicine?
Yes.
What kind of medicine?
It was Effexor.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Phil, that is a medicine that is used to treat depression.
Okay.
And so you're sort of stunned, you know. I came home, you know what I mean, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I came home, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned because here is this woman who presents herself as this, you know, very youthful, energetic, stylish, and empowered woman, and she's really lying. You know, she's lying to all of us. And I guess I just thank God.
Yeah, but you were in the house moving things. You never would have known this had you not been moving this dresser.
No, Phil, I didn't go into her dresser. Pete and I were moving the dresser to paint the bedroom walls, and here I find medicine that treats mental illness.
All right, now hold on for a minute, because depression is not uncommon. Many people take medicine for it, all right?
Well, I don't know anyone who does. Okay, Phil, I mean...
Well, there are many people who take medicine to treat what is commonly referred to as depression.
Well, I don't know anyone who does. And I can assure you that it is a little stunning. And
it really took our breath away.
It did. It took our breath away. Because here she is presenting herself for all the world like she's so with it. You know? And her husband goes here and he goes there. And really, it's all just... And I don't want to characterize her, but it's really all just a very vicious and very hurtful lie, I think.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We were talking about the job you have as a homeowners association president. May go places that I never knew that it does, but you have a couple that goes out of town. On vacation, you are watching the house to water the plants, to take care of the dog. You saw that the woman had apparently needed some help with her interior design.
Oh, she needed a lot of help, yeah. And what we did, and it's free of charge, is I'll do some consultation. But she wasn't there, so I told Pete, look, we're going to do the kitchen in saffron. That's a no-brainer. Let's do the hallways in cranberry. And then, as we're moving this dresser... The lie.
Is there something wrong with someone taking meds? I don't understand.
There's nothing wrong with it, Phil. It's unusual to see a prescription bottle, okay, that is for Effexor. I went home and I have a physician's desk reference. And right away I said to Steve, you know what, I knew that's what it was for, you know. But you have to understand who we're dealing with here, Phil.
This is not a mental illness, Bobby. This is depression, which is quite common. It sounds to me like the woman was upset that you came into her home and repainted her home several times.
Let me tell you what happened.
Let me get a phone call in. And our number, 1-800-449-8686. Brad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just blows my mind away what these people mm-hmm. are talking about. Mm-hmm. I belong in a homeowner association gated mm-hmm. community in Phoenix, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere in the bylaws mm-hmm. does it say that they can come in
mm-hmm.
and repaint a house.
Well, she asked me into her home.
I would have torn you a new... Yeah.
Sir, she asked me into her home.
She asked you into her home to do a specific task, not... To rearrange her house and her life. And by the way,
if the bottle goes,
it is not a mental illness because I'm a 37-year-old successful business owner, and I actually take an antidepressant. And the reason why I do is because not of a mental illness, but mine is for an anger issue, for a mm-hmm. head pain that I deal with. So not everybody who's on Effexor is depressed.
Well, Brad, if you are unstable, I don't think that arguing with me on a talk show...
Oh, it's not unstable.
You know...
It's not unstable. You as a president should be removed.
Do you talk
to... You as a president should be removed.
Well, listen
to your anger.
If you were
in my community,
listen to your anger.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. The gentleman's not angry, okay?
He has an anger issue. He's
talking in a pointed way about something that I don't understand either, Bobby. Now, let
me tell you something. Cindy came home last weekend, and she started going on and on about how I added color to her home. And she's going on and on about this, that I had no right, and I just stopped her. And I
You're
said,
right.
Cindy, now hold on for a minute. Let me just finish.
She's right.
I said, Cindy, you are under a doctor's care.
Oh, please.
And she tried to play dumb, and I said,
actually,
I happen to
everybody's
know...
Everybody's under a doctor's care.
I happen to know that you're taking a mental illness drug. And she broke down. She asked
actually,
me
not no,
to
it's not. Depression is not a mental illness. Go
you know,
look at your PDR.
You're just an expert on everything, aren't you?
No, go look at your PDR.
And
your PDR
she
does
broke
not
down.
Say that it's for a mental illness.
Mm-hmm. And she broke down. Well, you may find it funny, but she broke down and asked me not to tell anyone. And I said, of course they won't, but don't you see that you are not in any condition to make decisions about decorating your home?
Oh, my God.
When you are mentally ill. And she
oh
got
my
angry.
God.
We are saying to you, though, that she's not mentally ill. This is depression, which is quite common. And it sounds to me like she was upset that you came into her home and repainted several rooms.
You've got to understand what we're dealing with here, Phil. Pete Grantham and I were getting...
No, no, no. You've got to understand what she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. What's she dealing with? She's got a brand...
Her authority goes beyond the actual homeowners association.
Well, I don't...
handles the outside of the home. You cannot dictate nor determine what somebody does on the inside
right.
of their home.
We're I'm talking to a gentleman who has a head wound that gives him anger problems. I,
no,
I don't
no, no,
know
no.
if you're in any
I
condition.
I said I have
I
multiple headaches. The
condition.
Reason why I'm on Effexor is
mm-hmm.
not because I'm depressed. It's because if I wasn't on it right now, I'd probably be using swear words like I couldn't effing believe you did that.
I know. You must be in some condition that is unstable. That's what I'm saying.
Do you go see a personal physician?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a personal doctor?
You know what I work at.
No, no, no. Do you have a personal physician?
I have a
nutritionist. You go see on a regular basis?
I have a nutritionist.
You're under a doctor's care.
I have a nutritionist. I don't have a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're under a nutritionist care. So
no,
by
I'm
that
not.
Definition,
I take her advice
you're
on
impaired
herbal teas.
To be on the board of a homeowners association.
I take herbal teas.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I think
Brad,
that probably causes you to be unstable.
Well, Brad, you're the one who's on medication because you have... pains in the head. Now
they're called headaches. Mine are actually severe.
Let's be reasonable.
Let's be reasonable.
This woman,
you're a
third,
you know,
incontinent.
I hope this woman's listening.
She wears
for the
a
sheer
diaper.
Fact that she knows
she
that what you did is illegal.
Wet
it's
herself.
Invasion of her privacy, and she can have you immediately removed
mm-hmm,
from the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm, thank mm-hmm. you very much for your.
And the fact that
input.
You don't understand that or recognize that means
you know,
you're unstable.
You must be a lot of fun at a homeowners association meeting, having to be held down and thrown out.
Never have.
All right. Okay.
Never
Brad,
have in 5 years.
Brad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, how do we know that's true, sir? I mean, you're saying you're on medicine and you got an anger issue. And you're
well, either you right. believe me or you don't.
Well, we don't. I mean,
that's your choice.
Have you got a metal plate in your head or something?
Did I say I had a metal plate in my head?
Well, you say you got pain. Why do you have headache?
They're called migraines. They're called cluster migraines.
Well, why don't you go to a chiropractor and you get your neck fixed?
Go to a chiropractor and get your neck fixed and quit crying about it.
He's not crying about it. The gentleman's not crying about it.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break.
I want to point out two things, Phil, before we break.
All right.
And the gentleman wouldn't let me say what I wanted to point out to you. Pete and I continued, Phil, as we were dusting and moving. We found garments... that are
where are you going to find garments
that are intended for incontinence? Now, I didn't want to have to say this, but
well, you're saying it. The woman's on depression medicine,
but the woman is a 33-year-old, very stylish woman who apparently needs some kind of rubber underwear. This is my point. Don't make yourself out to be something so hot and cute. She thinks she's cute, you know. And
what do you mean cute, as in a witty? Or
no, she thinks physically. And wouldn't the men like to know that she, you know, I hate to say it, but she wets herself, I guess, is the way that...
Look, is it a bladder condition? It could be from an infection. It might be not a permanent condition. It might be a temporary condition. And how you came across the fact that she wears incontinence underwear and takes depression medication while you're moving a dresser to paint a wall in her home that she doesn't know is being painted is beyond me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What is the problem, Ms. Dooley? And I'm with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. What is the problem as you see it?
Phil, I think the problem is it's very common. You run into an awful lot of this with many homeowners, that when you decide, as a homeowners association president, that a hallway is going to look better in Cranberry, or the kitchen will look better in Saffron, you do have a lot of people who resent that, that you know a little bit better than they do what is going to look good in their home. I can tell you right now, and I could use the language Steve used, but I don't want to say what you said.
Bet your sweet ass?
Well, Steve said, I'll bet your sweet ass is the words that he used, that if you, Phil, or any of your listeners walked into Cindy's home today and saw the beautiful Cranberry entranceway and all of the changes we made, you would understand that I did something for her that's a gift. It's a gift. And all she can think about is her underwear, and, you know, she wets herself. I mean, you know, it's...
All right, but what I'm saying is, so what?
Well, I don't...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449... Like I said, the woman may have some kind of an infection.
Well, I don't think so, Mr.
No, this is, you know, we're talking about depression medicine. You put that together with this incontinence underwear, and all of a sudden, you realize you've been confronted with a lie. And
well, you keep saying that. 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Bobby, is this woman on the board of directors as well?
No, Cindy and Mark just moved in. They're one of our homeowners.
Okay. Now, the interior of their home had nothing to do with the association.
Uh-huh.
I work for a property management company,
mm-hmm.
and you have...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as
mm-hmm.
you as a president
mm-hmm.
have no say over what's inside of that home.
You're right. You're right. Technically,
now,
you're right.
If you had never gone inside her home, how would that affect you? What
but
if
let me ask
her
you
walls
something.
Were orange?
Lisa, let me ask you this. If you were one night, you had been raped and left by the side of the road, and Steve and I came along and we picked you up and we took you to a hospital, we don't have to do that. But
right,
I think
but
you'd be grateful.
Different.
I think you'd
if
be grateful.
Needs help.
That you'd been worked over by a motorcycle gang. And
Wait a minute. This
no,
is
no,
not.
No.
You're talking about a medical emergency.
Well, yes, but.
Yeah, that's not relevant at all.
I believe it is.
Now,
I believe
you're
it is.
Also
if you've seen this
saying
home,
that she is putting up a front, like fooling people because she seems to be happy, but she's taking depression medicine. Obviously, the medicine is working because she is presenting herself very well.
Not really. When you go into her home, you're looking at a mishmash of furniture.
The inside of her home does not affect you in any way.
Well,
I work with Homeowners Association,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you should have
mm-hmm.
no say in this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the woman because you stepped into her home,
mm-hmm.
painted her walls, and found her personal information that has nothing to do with the association.
Well, what do you think of a woman who is presenting herself as almost on-the-go chic Vogue model, and she wears diapers?
It sounds like
no.
jealous
Hold
of
on.
The woman.
There's no diapers. She's wearing...
Well, Phil, she wears underwear because apparently she...
She squirts a few.
If she presented herself this
out,
well...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And was... If she presented herself in such a way
mm-hmm.
as a man, it
mm-hmm.
wouldn't affect me at all.
I'm sorry?
Now, it sounds to me like you are jealous of the woman. I mean, I don't understand
why
the
would
problem
I,
is.
No, why would I be jealous of her? I have my own home, my own husband.
Well,
our home is probably
you think she,
300
she
square so, feet larger than
she
hers.
She thinks
so.
She's cute? I mean, why would that affect you?
Well, it doesn't, except that when you make suggestions to her, that maybe the pants she's wearing, for instance, are, or maybe she should go for a larger size.
Okay.
She looks at you, you know, as if I don't know what I'm talking about. We do a fashion show 4 times a year.
You do?
We do, our association. So I think I know a little something about a woman trying to squeeze into a size 6 you know, when she's a 10.
But that has nothing to do with you or the association, so you shouldn't even mention that you're the president of the association.
Well, I wish I could explain to you what it's like.
All right, Lisa, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley repainted the inside of a woman's house and found out the woman wears incontinence underwear, too. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pile it high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, because...
All right, so you find that the woman wears diapers. You call them diapers, incontinence underwear, and you find that she's taking medicine for depression.
And all of those things put together, Phil, I think, and any reasonable person would think, that she would welcome the advice, that she would welcome the input.
You went into a woman's home. Bobby, you would understand.
No, I am not. I am the homeowner.
No, you would understand. Look, if there's one thing I know about women, the home is the nest. That's their home. You screw with a woman's house, you might as well be slapping her kids around. You know.
That is ridiculous.
Well, Miss Henry, my wife, she could help any woman decorate a house. You look at a lot of houses that look like caca.
All right, hold on for a minute, man, and don't use that word, please.
What did he do?
I don't want any appearance here that we're using a language. The fact is...
I did not use any language, but all I'm saying is my wife could help women.
Look, not everybody's house is supposed to look the way that Bobby Dooley wants it to look.
I didn't say that it should, Phil. But when you've got a woman who is incapacitated by mental illness, who is holding a rag between her legs, I mean, I am trying...
She's not. She's got incontinence on her... Hold on, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't think that you have the whole story.
Well, I've been waiting for you to give it to me.
I have given it to you, but I don't think you are comprehending it. And this is a challenge that homeowners associations across the country meet up with. A family moves in. For all intents and purposes, they put off a successful heir. Perhaps he drives a Mercedes. I don't know. The children are well scrubbed. They look good. But behind those closed doors are all kinds of things going on. Sex change, cross-dressing. I can't have it.
Sex change and cross-dressing is not what's going on here. Okay?
Well, I have to keep an eye on it. And that's why when anyone is leaving the community, I ask them to stop by my house to let me know where they're going. That's all.
When they're going through the gates just to go out?
Well, no, if they're going to work, I don't mean that. But if someone is usually, if they're leaving, and I don't usually see them leave at that time of day, I will ask them to stop by. They can shout out the window, Bobby, I'm going to the store.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Allison, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Allison?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I'd like to talk about the mental illness that she's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing some research here, and it looks like in the United States, 18.8 million American adults, or about 9.5% of the U.S. population age 18 or older, in a given year, are diagnosed with depression.
That's tragic.
Yeah, that is tragic. You said that
it
you
is
had
tragic.
What, 75 homes in your development?
We have, I think I said we have 200.
Oh, I'm sorry, 200. So about how many people are you the director for the Homeowners Association?
Well, it's homes. It's 200 homes.
Okay, so roughly how many people?
Well, what are you writing a book?
Yeah, you're taking pills.
You're writing a book?
No, I'm just trying to, it seems like...
You're writing a book?
All right, heard the joke, the writing a book joke.
No,
you
know, I think
Mr. Henry,
two
I don't need
are...
for you to talk that way to me.
Well, the ladies is obviously asking for a reason. There is a percentage of the homeowners in your community who are on who are taking medicine for depression.
No,
and I'm just trying to give you some cold hard facts.
No, there are not.
You seem like very level-headed people.
No, there are not.
Okay, so you're telling me that you won't give me the number of people that are in your development?
That's classified information.
Okay, classified. Let's say out of 200 homes that there's two people per home. So that's 400
No, your math is wrong.
Okay. So,
you know, you need to do your research before you call up and talk, because
I'm just trying to get the
president of a homeowners association that the duties of which are far-reaching, and you're really starting to make me angry, because I know what you're doing. You're trying to be smart and cute and trip me up.
No, I'm trying to put things on my calculator so that I can show you the statistics
and
the number of people
you were
in your
in front
homeowner's
of me right
association.
Now, well, if you were in front of me right now, I'd slap your face.
Well, that's
right,
very
okay.
mature.
What
of
does
you.
That prove?
Because she's trying to be a smart ass.
Yes,
no, I'm trying to give you some cold, hard facts because you seem like
well,
you'd like to
something.
Discuss this.
What do you know about this?
I'm looking right now at the American...
Oh, God, I hate you.
Will you let this woman speak? Ms. Dooley, all you're doing is make...
She doesn't understand that I have a neighbor that might be strapping one on at night. I don't know.
Ms. Dooley, I'm talking
oh,
specifically about depression and the statistics.
Well,
and
are you a nurse? Are you a doctor? Or are you just online or just Googling the word depression and coming up with all kinds of neat things?
No, I'm actually on the United States Government Disease Center website, and I'm just looking at some statistics.
Well,
that are
while you're there, you might
doctor.
Check some other, you know, things that might be of more interest to you.
Yeah, like venereal disease.
Okay, that was not necessary.
Well, why don't you Google that? Hey, why don't you Google syphilis?
Yeah, why don't you Google syphilis?
All right, you know.
Wow.
Best of luck to you two, and I really
you know,
hope
I would
that at
kick
some
you
point...
right in the crotch if I saw you.
You know something? You're acting like a child.
Wow.
And I think you're acting like a child. At...
She says wow one more time, so help me Christ.
Would you watch your language, please?
It's sad that a 25-year-old can have more maturity than two older adults.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old. I'm trying to speak to you like a mature adult. Trying to explain
yes,
to
but
you that...
you're trying to trip me up, and you're Googling my problems. Why don't you Google your problem, okay?
Ashports.
All right.
Wow, that's sad. All I'm saying is when you look at the people in your homeowners association, you should know
Allison,
there's probably a few of them that are suffering from depression, which is actually the largest killer.
You know what? I'll tell you this, Allison. I'm suffering from depression right now, having talked to you. So you're right. There's at least one other homeowner.
Uh-oh, then you're
but
mentally
I would,
unstable.
Then I would
better
suggest
strap you down.
You need to Google chlamydia before you get into anything else.
All right, that's
wow.
really... That's,
oh, there she goes with wow again.
I'm finished with these with the children. I'm done here.
Hey, Allison, Google chlamydia.
You know what? You guys have no real information for this lady, so all you can do is insult her with chlamydia and Google venereal disease.
Right. And I'm trying to actually have a mature conversation.
Oh, no, you're
about
not. No, you're
things.
Not. You're trying to do your little questions. So, you know, you're using questions as making points. Why don't
all
you
I
say what it
is? How many people are in your development?
Why don't you just say what it is you believe instead of, quote, asking questions that are loaded? Oh, gotcha.
How many
gotcha.
People are in your homeowner's development?
Gotcha. 3 points
question?
From the top of the arc.
Oh,
and it
wow.
was all net. Oh, God, you said wow again. Oh, I really do want to kick you square in the crotch.
I hope that at some point, Phil, we get the name of the homeowner's establishment or the development here.
I've only said it about 19 times, but I'll say it again. The Western Estates
terrific.
Homeowners Association.
That's wonderful, because I'm sure there's plenty of people that would love to have you interfering in their personal lives.
Well, I would love to interfere in yours, because I can. If I walked into your home, I bet you I'd find a lot of clothing that comes in a box.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I'm done with that. I've actually better things to do. I'm sorry that we couldn't have a mature conversation
can I ask you a question?
Here about
seriously,
some statistics.
Do you wear a lot of sports bras?
Pardon me?
Oh, so what, is she now a lesbian? See, you guys with the chlamydia and the venereal D's.
I didn't say anything about being a lesbian. I asked her if she wears a lot of sports bras.
When I work out, yes, I do.
Okay, when you work out, does anything you wear come in a box?
I don't see how that's related, but I don't think so. And I called to
you.
Speak about
you
depression.
You called to ask me questions, but you can't answer mine.
I only asked you one question. I don't think it was that hard.
I want to know, does any of your workout stuff come in a box?
What is that supposed to mean?
What does that have to do with depression?
I tell you what, if you were wearing something that came in a box, you'd be depressed, mainly a jock strap. Thank you.
All right. Allison, thank you very much. And your point is very well made. In other words, there's a percentage, I think, although you can't really across the board say that every population segment has the exact identical percentage, but there is a segment.
Are you interviewing me or her?
Would you hold on, Ms. Dooley?
Are you interviewing me or her?
I'm interviewing you. I'm talking to her.
Well, when you're done with it, let me know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, what I was going to say is... Oh, he's cutting me off.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Try it again.
You guys are over at a batting cage right now, right?
Because Steve has got a softball game later this week, and we're just the boys are doing their homework. And that's a good one, Steve. We play hardball, and by that, Phil, I don't mean politically. We don't play softball. I don't like to do what a lot of women do, which is that.
God, girly, that's softball.
You guys play overhand hardball.
Oh, yeah. Bring it, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And on to Susan. Susan, hi, you're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I think a bigger problem with the homeowners association than do you say to keep me from making a point or from keeping yourself from retaining the fact that someone has made a point?
Oh, aren't you judgmental?
And no, I'm saying
I haven't interrupted anything.
And
I'm acknowledging what you're saying.
Speaking of judgmental, you are extremely judgmental.
You know, you are really, right off the bat, you're judging how I'm supposed to say things.
Have more of a problem with women like you who don't have a life of their own than they do with people with depression.
Life,
maybe the reason she's
depressed is because she's trying to live her life. 80 mile per hour fastball.
There are women like you with nothing better to do than to mind someone else's business. If you had a life of your own and you were any kind of a woman, then you...
Oh, you're really angry, aren't you? Is the woman there?
I think she's gone. Susan, you gone?
Yeah, she's so upset. Right now, Phil, I'm hitting 80 mile per hour fastballs and dealing with these douchebags on your...
Would you watch your language, please?
What language?
The douchebag thing?
Well, that's all that I've been talking to, Phil, for the last half hour. That's all I've been talking to. I'm sitting here with my husband, helping him get ready for a major tournament game. Look at that.
Yeah, that's take the eye right out of the guy there.
A line drive right back into the seats. You know, the last lady I was speaking to, what was her name?
Susan.
I can only hope, Susan, you're in the stands on Thursday night, and Steve foul tips one right straight back into your face.
That is about as cruel a thing.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm frustrated.
1-800-449-8686. Lynn, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes,
I want to say right now, he is nothing but a big mouth, judgmental person.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes into somebody else's house and water the plants and paint somebody's walls the colors that you like. Give me a break, lady. You're an idiot.
When the woman needs the help.
You're an idiot.
Her home looks
she likes to wear her clothes tight. It's her problem, not yours. Maybe she's on medication because you live near her.
Oh, sure, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah, that's right.
You're a friggin' idiot, lady.
You know, Lynn, if you knew anything about interior design, you know that
cranberry... Oh, give me a break. You don't go into somebody else's house. You ought to be arrested.
You know, Lynn,
you ought to
loosen your Depends a little bit and listen.
The trouble with you is you got a big, giant nose.
You know what's wrong with you?
And
you wear diapers,
stuck
too.
In everybody else's business, and you probably live in a house with glass around you. And you think you're
just
so
because
perfect,
you wear diapers
idiot.
Too doesn't
a
mean
a big fat idiot.
Oh, what a baby! Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
All right, this one's for you, Lynn. Watch this. Here it goes. Oh yeah.
Lined right back into the seats.
What does that mean?
It means, Phil, that if that Lynn was in the stands during a game of Pepper, I might just take a full swing on one.
What's the anger thing going on here?
The anger thing is this. I go into Lynn's house, or I go into some of these women who I've talked to. I go into their homes, and I'll bet you it would be a feat of Herculean proportions to keep my food down looking at their wallpaper or their interior design. Because I happen to know about interior design, because I know about granite countertops, I know about Spanish pavers, I know about the turquoise tile. I just know stuff. Oh, foul ball.
Ouch.
Well, Steve just hit one that if you were a guy and you were playing catcher, it would have been a direct hit right off the old sack.
Jesus. God. What did it go? I think they went over to the batting cage to work out their anger. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. I want to make an announcement. First of all, I'm very, very happy to be on in Phoenix. Thank you, Phoenix, for welcoming us this evening. Number two, Free FM in San Diego. We're very happy to be on in San Diego. I have a question. Is there a problem with putting me on your website where, you know, where you click lineup and I'm looking at Comb Over Boy's Big Fat Ugly Untalented Kisser, and then I'm looking at Corolla and I'm looking at all these other people, but you don't see Phil Hendry anywhere on there. Is there a problem? Is there somebody, is your webmaster a Comb Over Boy fan? What's going on in San Diego that I can't get on your freaking website? Or maybe nobody goes and looks at it. I don't know. Maybe nobody knows you got a website. You know, this is the kind of stuff you sit here, you break your rear end doing a radio show, and you wonder what the affiliates are doing. You know, what do they do? What's the story here? Now, I know that you think Comb Over is the answer and the end all and the be all with that phony baloney bullcrap show of his, sucking on that cigar like he wishes it was something else. I understand. But how about putting us in the lineup section there? That would be really a sweet thing. You know, Phoenix has got us in there. It didn't take them long. They get it, they figure it out. There's Penn Jillette. I'll bet you he's just a fantastic radio personality. And then there's Frosty and whatever the hell they're called. And then there's Adam Carolla. By the way, Jimmy and Sarah Silverman bought me and Maria a bottle of wine this past weekend up at the Ojai Valley Inn. Now, how about that? Very sweet guy. He's a sweet man, okay? But the planet in San Diego, I'm on the air down there, I think. Maybe I'm not. Are we on the air in San Diego? Someone, please, let us know, put a thing in a bottle, and then park it right up Penn's butt.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.